Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I appreciate you being a part of the show. The John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks for being a part of the family. Listening in at all times. Whether you're on SiriusXM 206, radio.com app, or one of our great local affiliates, we love them all. Alex Kirshner covers college football for Banner Society, and he joins us now after the first Saturday in college football. And Alex, I have been, well, shoveling some dirt on the talking point that I hear every year living down here in Atlanta that, well, the SEC is just such a grind every week, getting through that tough schedule for Alabama and Georgia and everything. You got to give them extra credit. I'm not buying it this year. I haven't been buying that for a few years, but I'm not buying it after what I've seen this year.
Yeah, not a great start for the league, but could have been worse, I think. Could have been worse if Auburn hadn't gotten it together in the latter moments against Oregon. So we'll see how it unfolds, but definitely mixed at best, I would say, for the SEC to start.
Alex, when you see the quarterbacks, it's weird, two Georgia quarterbacks, two guys who left the Georgia program, starting for Washington and Ohio State, and both Jacob Eason, who I'm really rooting for, and Justin Fields at Ohio State, having really impressive debuts.
Yeah, they're both great players, so it's not surprising. It's nothing against, you know, Georgia for making the quarterback decision it's made. I think Jake Fromm has kind of played his own game of king of the hill there, and he's won the job fair and square over both of those players. But Justin Fields is not far removed from being talked about the same way that people talk about Trevor Lawrence. A lot of people thought Fields was the better quarterback two classes ago, and many still do think that he's one of the best QB recruits of all time. And Eason, you know, kind of in the same conversation with not quite as much hype as Fields. But it's not like these are two underdog guys who are coming out of nowhere to show what they've got. I mean, these are really good players who happen to wind up on a depth chart with someone who beat him. But I don't think that there's any reason that they can't both have tremendous seasons.
What is the number one thing that when you try not to make like a rash judgment, you try to just evaluate, okay, here's what I saw week one. What are the things you believe in when you see it? And what are the things you say, I'll wait and see if I really believe it?
You know, one yesterday that I thought a lot of people, or that I thought at least kind of created an opportunity to jump to conclusions was Nebraska playing really poorly against South Alabama. You win 35-21, but you need three non-offensive touchdowns to do it. My guess is Nebraska will be fine. They barely ran the ball yesterday. I mean, they tried, but they barely moved the ball on the ground, I should say. And I'm not sure if that's going to continue. Florida State's another one where you lose, you know, a comfort ahead loss at home against Boise State.
Man.
I don't think that looks great for Willie Taggart, but they showed some signs that they didn't show last year. At least they've got a functioning offense, which was a lot more than they had at any point last year. Their defense was aggressive. They got after the quarterback. You know, obviously losing that game kind of starts to sail out the ship of anything too great happening in Tallahassee this year. But I think it's going to be a decent team, a better team than indicated by what we saw yesterday.
Do you, when you look at it, as the committee gets together every year to choose the four playoff teams, do you think whether they say it or not, that they're looking for the four best teams or they're looking for the four best conference champions?
I think they're looking for the four most deserving power conference teams. And there's this conflict, and I've written about this a little bit, between what is best and most deserving. And conference championships have tended to matter a little bit less than just how few games you've lost. You know, they had a couple of situations where they've taken a team that doesn't have a conference championship but does have one loss over teams that do have conference championships but have two losses. We've seen that a number of times, and or in, you know, the case of last year, a team like Ohio State that had one loss, had a conference championship, but that one loss was a really, really, really bad one to Purdue. So it's just push and pull, and I'm not sure that they entirely know what they want, and it's tough because you've got to make sure that it matters to win your games. But there's certainly a conflict, and I think there always will be, between what's best and what's most deserving.
Alex Kirshner joins us. Check out his work with Banner Society as he joins us here, JK Show, CBS Sports Radio. Alex, I've always advocated for something that I know will never happen because it's all about fundraising and paying the bills for the other sports. But I've always would have loved to have seen where two games a year on the 12-game schedule are not scheduled by the school but are scheduled by a governing body. So you would see mandatory home and away. There'd be one game home, one game away, where we would be matching up like programs from various conferences so they actually have to travel and leave. Florida's never left the Southeast in my lifetime. I'm in my 50s. Florida's never left the Southeast. I would love to see a governing body that said, okay, every single year we're going to see crossover games where a Georgia travels to Oregon, where you see an Alabama have to take on a Syracuse or something on the road. These type of games. Do you ever think we could get to something like that?
I'm not sure that we'll ever get to a point where a governing body is scheduling games for teams. That happens sometimes in basketball with events, kind of like the Big Ten ACC Challenge, where the conferences match teams. I think the dollars in football are so tied to specific games that it's unlikely that would happen. But I do think there's some momentum, from pretty powerful people in the sport, Nick Saban's one of them, to mandate the Power 5 teams only play Power 5 teams. And I think that will have some issues. I don't think it's the perfect plan, but I do think that there are people out there who want that to happen and serious people who have enough pull in the sport to maybe someday make it happen.
Alex, why don't you look smart today to this entire audience and tell me a team that I'll be talking about in November that I'm probably not talking about right now in September? Do you have one?
That's a good question. And
I think you could write about that this week and really impress people, too. I'm just saying.
Yeah, let's see if we could take I would cop out and just say that I've got nothing, but
I'm saying early November. I'm not talking about college football playoff. I'm talking about a team that sort of is a program that is making headlines in early November that we're not talking about today.
They're ranked, so I don't know if this is a perfect answer, but they're ranked pretty low. Keep an eye on Syracuse.
Okay.
They finished last year ranked. They're 22nd this year. Played well last night, shut out Liberty 24-0, which, given that you sort of expect their offense to be really good, it was nice to see from their defense. Dino Babers is a great coach, one of the best in college football that people don't talk much about. And they're going to play Clemson pretty shortly, and that will presumably be a loss. But I think there's a decent chance that Syracuse is, again, the second-best team in the ACC, and that with the right kind of year, you could see a team like that sneaking into a really big bowl game.
Alex, I appreciate your time. Everybody check out Banner Society and find out what he's writing about this week. And thanks for joining us this morning.
Sure thing. Have a good one.
There you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.